you are joined by your host, Tom. Who else we got in the studio today?
Who's Taff, founder on the pod, aka the champion.
And?
We've got Wesmo, founder on the pod.
Yo, you were looking at me too.
I was, yeah. You jumped in like you're trying to get in there before me.
No.
Yeah, what are we talking about today, Tom?
Anyway, I was watching this Netflix TV show called Sex Life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I knew I texted you guys in the group chat asking you to watch it. Have you guys watched it?
Yeah, I've watched it.
I've heard enough about the show.
You watched a recap, innit?
I've watched a recap. So.
Okay, cool. All right, so I was just curious about you guys' opinions because pretty much a basic overview of Sex Life of you guys that haven't watched it. Pretty much, there's this woman happily married for around just over 5 years. Let's say that ballpark, just over 5 years. Married to a lovely lad, great guy. And the deal with them was not like a typical kind of boring guy. He seemed like a genuinely good person. Like even his job is just mad. Like he's out here working. His company.
It's televised sexual frustration. That's what it is.
Can I finish, Tom.
You're clearly frustrated.
You're already pissed off with the show.
Everyone was frustrated.
Pretty much, the guy is a genuinely good guy. A job that's pretty much trying to help people through some, I think, artificial limbs or sort of shit like that. And pretty much, she had this a bit of a wild past, so to speak.
She was a lady of the night. Okay. She was a lady of the night that was free.
She was promiscuous. She was acting.
Oh yeah, that works too.
She called her a prostitute.
She had quite,
no,
but she's free.
No. Anyway, she had quite a toxic boyfriend back then. Yeah, but it was always exciting. But this guy put her through some shit, bro. As in, he put her through some shit. As in, the same day she had a miscarriage, my wife went to the studio because my was a record executive.
Mm-hmm.
My went to the studio after coming back from her getting. From her coming back from the hospital after having a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
My man goes straight, man needs to go.
Yeah, man. The tracks aren't going to lay themselves.
But people deal with grief in different ways.
True. Some people dive into work.
But this woman was, obviously, she was a state at this point.
Yeah, but so was he.
Big man, so you're leaving your wife to go to the studio?
They weren't married, though. So they were, like, engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they were just engaged at the time. But yeah. I didn't say they're married, but big man, she just lost her kid. But even when he found out about the kid, he still wasn't being correct.
Nope.
He still fucked up after that. But anyway, he was a toxic guy. But obviously, there was that excitement when it comes to the sex life and whatnot. Very excited. Seemed like a very outgoing, pretty much your typical bad boy type of thing.
Yeah. Always wore leather jackets, long flowing hair, and rode a motorcycle.
And the scruffy beard tattoo. All right.
So I wasn't scruffy. I mean, he was like...
No, it was like scruff, isn't it?
You had
like,
a scruffy beard.
Yeah, pretty much, obviously, years go by, she hasn't seen him. Next thing, she just starts feeling like she's missing something in her life. So she starts writing like this kind of book or manuscript, whatever you want to call it.
No. Tom, I'll give you the abridged version of what Tom's saying. She was plagued by sexual demons. Constantly harassing her, fam. And the only way she could expel those demons is by removing them from her body and onto like writing, fam. That was don't get me wrong. That was the train of mind, in it. She thought if I could, you know, take this out and put it on paper, it will leave my body.
Okay.
But the demons were still in her.
She felt something was missing from her life sexually. Because the husband, they weren't having sex as much, obviously. But it's like, I think it just happens when after you have kids.
It's natural.
Certain now, it's one of them ones. 6 months where she's like, started missing that old life of hers. So she started trying to express herself by writing it down. I don't know where Taff's getting this demon nonsense from.
Bro, expressing herself by writing it down, this is what I mean. You're not telling it how it is, Taff.
Taff, stop
that it. Woman, we're talking about a woman that was having flashbacks to different men that she was sleeping with while watching her child do a play, while cooking, while sitting down waiting for the train, lactating in public. Like, this woman, she was possessed.
By the way, she was a stay-at-home mom. But,
that does not redeem her.
I'm just
giving context. Okay. We're going to get into that. But anyway, pretty much, she started having flashbacks about different guys she was sleeping with.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually, they just became about this one toxic ex. Mm-hmm. Everything she's writing was about this one guy. Then she started, and this guy has now come back into her life.
Yeah.
And she's out here sneaking around. She hasn't slept with him yet.
Yeah.
She hasn't slept with him yet. But they were sneaking around and whatnot. And she's moving bare shady, spending time with his brother. And the husband eventually, he starts, at first, when she started writing the stuff, he was reading it because he was like, he felt like his wife was unhappy. Mm. So he read it and he was like, okay. He started trying to do different things.
You're skipping over the juicy parts.
No, the stop husband. Wait,
Taff, stop
you
it.
You can't go into everything. You can't go into everything.
Well, for who? What, spoilers? Mean? Listen.
It's not about spoilers.
Stop.
It's
not about spoilers. let me finish that. You're going on your fucking rampage.
Yeah, no, you need to tell him what happened.
Let me finish.
Tell him what happened when he first read it. When he first read the journal, what did my man do? When you open up a book, yeah, and you find out your missus is writing about all her sexual conquests, yeah, trying to expel her demons, you see that book, yeah, and the first thing you should do is toss it in the bin, fam. She's there fantasizing about random guys. You know what this one does? You know what he does? Bro, he pulls out the meat. And this was in the kitchen too. Yeah, so the setting was appropriate. He pulled out the meat and tenderized it, fam. That's what he did. He pulled out the meat and tenderized it. Yeah. All to those like mad stories. And guess what? He hit the laptop and then went off at one about his business. Like he didn't do what he did. Nah.
Anyway, pretty much. He was reading that as well, because he was like, he wants to find a way to make his wife happy or make his wife feel a bit more fulfilled. Because she said 85% of what she wants is everything she has. But that 15%, that's what she had.
15%.
15%. That 15% left is what she had with her ex.
No. So, to be clear, that 15% of what was lacking in life was sex. The sex was that last 15%.
The dangerous sex. Them ones there. The active sex. The one that she's having with her ex. Mm. But anyway, her friend's moving like, why are you sneaking around this British? She hasn't slept with him yet. But she's like, her friend, her best friend, is like, bruv, do you know how dirty this brother did you? Mm. And you're sneaking around with him. What's wrong with you?
And this time, that friend that's giving the advice is chopping the ex. Like, you're wrong for this, but I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Thing is, they chopped before they started moving. Before they started sneaking around continuously. I think they only stuck around to reach each other once. But they're only talking anyway during that period. But the ex asked her first, yo. The friend asked Billy. Billy was the wife's name anyway. The friend asked Billy, yo, listen, what going? She said, yeah, go chop him. She chopped.
No, she chopped but before she got permission. Hmm? She chopped before she got permission.
The worst part, yeah, mm-hmm. was the fact that I think the guy FaceTimed Billy while he was at the ex's yard and the ex went to go change. Okay? So the guy FaceTimed Billy, he was like, yeah. So you're good at me chopping your friend? She was like, yeah. He was like, let's see how good you are. My guy sets the phone up, pops the phone up. The girl, his friend doesn't see it. So pretty much, my man starts chopping the friend on camera, on FaceTime to Billy. And Billy now start beating her meat to this guy chopping her friend.
You know if I speak.
It's all filth.
So now she moved a bit booky. And the husband's clocking like, bro, what is this woman doing? Like, he's starting to fuck. And he was like, big man, I didn't know you were this unhappy. Because at first it was like, it wasn't that deep because it was our bare man. But recently, you're talking about one brother.
And this is what the husband does. The husband's tapped as well. Like, all sympathy for my man left when he started beating his meat to these stories and stalking the ex. The husband, this is what he did, yeah? Before the wife clocked what was going on, the husband would snuck into the ex-boyfriend's workplace. Spied on him, preed my man, followed him to the gym, yeah, just so he could get a sneak peek of what he looked like naked so he can see how big his dick was, fam. That's what the husband was on. And then he like snuck back. And the whole time the ex knew that was the husband. The ex already knew that was my man, but he didn't say anything.
I don't like the way Taff phrases and stuff, bro.
What do you mean how I'm phrasing stuff?
You phrased stuff every...
He stalked him, Tom. And you're leaving out the parts that the husband, yeah, he's a good guy. Like, he didn't do anything outrageous. But his actions were not normal.
His actions, yeah. They were the actions of a man that was clearly insecure because his wife is out here dreaming, daydreaming about
She should have been tossed to the streets from whence she came.
Straight away.
Yes. As soon as you find that journal.
Wait. But they've been married for a better time. There's two kids.
Oh, there's two kids. Yeah.
You don't just throw that down the drain.
True.
Either way, they have the whole palaver. The husband, there's this one of the investors that are interested in the husband's company, she's out here like, listen, you deserve better, bro. The husband's like, he has the opportunity to cheat on his wife, basically. But he doesn't. He ends up sleeping on that woman's couch. He just doesn't come home because after they had him and the husband is called Cooper. Yeah, Cooper and Billy had a massive fight. Cooper was called now, stayed at that woman's yard after like a work thing. And he only stayed on the couch. Like they dragged, but he stayed on the couch. He didn't link the door. He didn't link the woman. But she was like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you didn't come home last night. She was treating her husband like a piece of fucking shit. She was not treating her husband well. She was moving very mad. And you say whether she's confused or not, this confusion must come before the marriage. This confusion that cannot be coming after you've had kids with someone. It's mad. But either way, the husband's like, okay, I think at some point they're like, okay, let's try to work through this. They end up going to a sex party. The husband's even, the wife is uncomfortable with that, seeing them having sex with other people. Then one woman, one of their neighbor's wives has now come put the husband's meat in her mouth. She stared the husband in the eye. The husband's fucking shook at this point, bro. I was laughing. The husband was like, panicking. He was like, what the fuck? Am I meant to do something? Like, he's staring at the wife. But anyway, the neighbor's wife puts his meat in the mouth. Then she ends up leaving.
No, you're missing the details, fam. You're missing the details. Hold on. Let me go back to the incident. They go to the sex party, yeah? And the wife goes to the wife and says, trust me. Turns over to the husband. And then she gets to doing the work, yeah? And these times, the husband and wife are making eye contact. The wife's in tears like, no, don't do it, don't do it. And the husband goes to the one that's doing business, yeah? Do it. Looking the wife dead in the eyes like, he wanted to hurt her, fam. You're being very biased.
He looked shook, bro, fam.
Tom, why did he say do it? There wasn't any timidness in man's voice when he said that. That was a command.
He didn't say do it.
He did.
No, he didn't. I don't know what show this brother's
I've just finished watching it. He said do it.
He didn't say do it, sir.
He said do it. I promise you.
Anyway, he ends up getting, her husband ends up getting in the fight that night with the woman that had his beef in the mouth. He ends up getting in the fight with him. He also works with this guy. And it's also pretty much his best friend. Because he wants to pipe Billy. So, like, he gets to fight with him. And this is very out of character for Cooper. So, when they get home that night, he was like, bruv, look at what the fuck you're doing to me. My head is scattered. Man, I'm fighting my friend. And this all nonsense that you started.
Even Cooper, he was wrong for that.
Cooper was wrong for
what he did. Finished doing bits with my man's wife. And then when he tries to do, he didn't finish. And then,
disagreement over whether he finished.
Taff, he didn't fucking finish. I don't know what show this guy was watching. We watched the same show.
No, the thing is, because the wife stormed out. So Cooper actually went after her.
He did.
Can we finish up? My finish. You're saying he's not in her mouth.
Yes.
Cap.
Yes.
How is there such disagreement over that?
He did.
Did it show you?
No!
He climaxed, bro.
He did what he had to do.
He didn't climax.
We're missing the point, fam. We're missing the point. He did bits with the next man's wife, and then when that man tried to do bits with his wife, he came out on some rah, 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 started swinging for my man, fucked up his face, which made it very awkward for work the next day. Bro, I'm telling you, Cooper was very wrong for what he did. Because that's not fair.
He didn't finish. When Billy stormed out, Cooper ran after her. Because as soon as she put the meat in his mouth, in her mouth, she left. Cooper's like, wait. Then he had to go. Bank up. So I don't know where the hell this guy is going. He finished from. But anyway. Taff has watched this, yeah? And he is already key at this point. Whenever Taff sees someone's a fucking demon, like, he's the only thing that has a weapon. Taff just thinks the worst of all these characters.
They are all shit. But anyway,
either way, they leave. She has to fight. And it's like, all because of this, Cooper's been acting very different now. Because this whole situation has scattered this guy's head. And he's like, look what the fuck you're doing to me. But anyway, she's still running around with Billy like a little. Anyway, she's still running around with Billy. Billy's the ex-boyfriend. No, Billy's the wife, sorry. Brad is the ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Brad. Anyway, she's still running around with Brad like a little, you know. Anyway. So, this guy's texting the one night. He's like, where the fuck are you, bro? Like, it's like 12 midnight. This woman's not home. She's not answering no text, not answering no calls. He assumes that she's with Brad. So he's like, listen, if you do not come home, if you don't answer my text, don't bother coming home.
Don't come back here.
She has not checked her phone like what? 1 a.m. She's like, rah. After spending bedtime with Brad, she's like, rah. Gets home. No one's there. Kids gone. Husband gone. She starts crying, breaking down. I was laughing at this part. I was like, seriously, right. Run around with your ex-boyfriend for no reason. No self-control. Behave yourself. So that's cool. Now the husband came back. He was like, "Oh, I just went and drive with the kids." And she's like, "Oh, I didn't realize what I missed." Then skip a couple of things. They end up having this whole palaver at what was it? It was just some event mixer or something. Then obviously everyone has now known Billy has now been out for what she's been on. She's now running around with her ex boyfriend. And now thing is, Cooper has now decided, "I'll stand by my wife." Man makes this whole speech, grand gesture about standing by my wife. Like, you know,
his gesture is along the lines of like, because everything's come out in the air that they've been cheating, seeing other people, sex parties, all types of hoo-ha, that the relationship's on the rocks. And he was basically saying to people, like, whatever world you live in where marriage is this Disney fairy tale where everything's perfect, you're wrong. Like, me and my wife, what we're going through is very real, and you men are probably going through it too, so no one's in a space to judge. That was his whole speech, like, and the wife, everyone chill.
And even the wife did her whole little speech about staying with her husband and whatnot.
Yeah, she did, and as well. She was like, I'm just living my life. Yeah. Honestly, it's messy, but that's just the way it is. I'm, like, she gave a powerful speech on why she wants to stay with this man.
And you think at this point, this is at the end of the series, by the way. We skipped over quite a bit. But this is the end of the series, so we're now thinking, okay, she had some character development. Cap. She has now decided to go, at the very end, she's now decided to go back to Brad to sleep with him. Say, "I'm not leaving my husband. This changes nothing. It's not Lipsy Man."
And these times, while she was on her way to Brad, trotting along, our guy Cooper had a track, fam. He was watching that fool do all the nonsense. Right, and then with a big smirk on her face, "I'm not leaving my husband, but I still want to do bits."
This changes
nothing. Cooper knows exactly what you're doing, fam.
Cooper.
She thinks she's coming back home to a happy marriage.
Because they know where each of them are by looking at the phone. Because they have the whole find my phone thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So now Cooper is now seeing that she's at a certain place. And he knows where Brad lives now. So one of them was like, "Bro." Cooper at one point was even ready to walk away. He was like, "Listen, if you love her, you're going to take it seriously. It's not just her. You have to take care of the kid."
Mm-hmm.
And he actually talked about it. He was like, "Yes, I do love her." And he's like, "Then it's up to her." But she was then Brad, at this point, she already rejected Brad. This woman was messed up the whole fucking series. Absolute, it's even confusing explaining it, because she was actually a mess. Mm. Unless you watch it, it's kind of hard to understand if we're explaining it. Mm. But she was a fucking mess.
Now, that's just been 20 minutes of exposition.
And all I have
if
to
you're
say...
you're still here, you better put some money in that Patreon. Now,
all
where
I,
did
all
we
I have
start?
To say after this is, after God, fear women.
Mm-hmm.
After God... we're women.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. Tough.
But where do we start, fam? Where do we start?
Rampage,
we need to start at, I think, Mo, we were saying earlier that, bro, she had too much time on her hands. That's the only reason the situation happened.
She's not a stay-at-home mom.
What do you mean? She is.
She's away from home.
You can't be in the streets and stay-at-home mom.
Bro, if you're not taking care of the household, but you don't work, what do?
You go to the streets, fam.
To do what, though?
You know, to gallivant, taste different meats, continental breakfast.
Bro, the issue is, there's multiple issues. But some of the main ones is that she's letting her husband, and they both agreed to this, so this is fair.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be the breadwinner, yeah?
Yeah.
And he'll make bare peas. But she'll stay at home, take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They have two of them. But there's a nanny.
There's a nanny.
We're not home, I guess.
And the nanny's used for date nights. Like, the nanny, like,
okay, so serves
not
a purpose.
Not just date nights.
Yeah.
Not just date nights.
The nanny's used for when she wants to go off sneaking around, you know, not
whenever,
trying to get
whenever Brad's at work, nanny's just there just to help out, I guess.
Mm.
That's what's wrong. It's wrong, bro. Like, you can still have a life outside of your children when you're a stay-at-home mom. But if you're using that life, that so-called life that you want, if you're going about beating Brad,
it's dog.
You have to
use dog. Fam, and another thing, yeah, you keep saying Francesca would be a good wife. Bro, she wouldn't. She wouldn't be a good wife.
I said she'd be good for Brad.
She would. The thing
what's
is,
called Sir Cooper, sorry.
She wouldn't be good for Cooper in a sense that in relationships, yeah, well, what I clocked was you. If you have kids, anyway, in relationships where you have kids, like if Cooper didn't have kids, yeah, Francesca would be good because they both work in a job that requires like 70 plus hours.
Okay.
You get me? And they're both in very high positions. So them leaving it's a big deal for the company and a big deal for their income too.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they have to leave though. Nothing. Because he can still, they can still both be making bare money. But then it's a similar situation where, oh fuck.
Yeah.
No, like, no, wait, his wife can take care of the kids sometimes, they split.
No, fair enough. If they're divorced, fair enough. But thing is, the wife will also have to go find a job. So who's going to be watching the kids?
No, yeah, like, sure,
even
no,
the thing is, no, but hold on. First, number one, the wife isn't uneducated. She has a PhD.
Yeah.
No, she's uneducated.
She's a lecturer.
She's uneducated.
What are you talking about?
She's uneducated.
She has a PhD.
She has
in
a
what?
PhD.
In what? Psychology.
Yeah, yeah, psychology.
Psychology. What was she in that psychology?
A lecturer.
The gaslight.
No, I'm not going to lie. She was lying to her husband, bro. She was lying. Tough, she was lying. Like every single thing. It was one of them ones that, do you know them ones where your friends have to now check you when you're moving with your partner?
It was disgusting.
If your friends have to now check you, that's number one. But now your friends, she's now trying to incorporate her friend into the lie.
Mm-hmm.
She did. Her husband saw through. The friend's like, listen, I don't fucking care. Leave me out of your shit. You're on your own now. Bruv.
There we go.
It was disgusting.
Like DP, you're driving your friends to say, big man, stay over there now. Because you're too messy now. All because simple self-control you don't have.
And what was she
thing
doing?
Thing is, in my opinion, you're allowed desires. Fair enough. You can work through them. You can work with your partner.
Bro.
Hold on. You can work with your partner to, like, you know, kind of sort your shit out, if you get what I mean. Or maybe therapy might help you get to a fucking conclusion. She didn't choose to conduct herself in a good way. She now decided to start lying and sneaking around with Stepman, her ex-boyfriend that moved very, very mad. Wiggity, wiggity.
Bro, as a human being, she was just corrupt, fam. She needed divine intervention, like. Because honestly, it's actually mad. There's the quote in it where it's like, you know, it's not even a quote, like, don't lose everything you have for shit you don't have. Like, it's mad. That small 15% of sex life that could have been developed. And like we said before, the guy was trying to develop it, but it wasn't enough for her, fam. It was always, the grass was always greener somewhere else, and that destroyed her. And another thing about self-control, this, where all the show is you watching this woman let her desires destroy her. Facts. That's all you're doing. Like, if you're without self-control, their desires are just gone, fam.
That's the one sensible thing you said tonight, bro.
What do you mean? I'm telling you the truth, fam. This woman had demons plaguing her. No control. And the thing is, this Brad guy, let's be honest, he wasn't even moving to her like that. All of this came from within. The ex, he saw a leak in the dam. And he made the hole bigger, but the dam was already leaking.
Nah, he was leaking.
The cracks were already there. There was chinks in the armor. Like, it was peak. Brad just took advantage.
And the thing is, you know this isn't just a last point of view. Because if when the show came out, if you took to Twitter, no one saw sense in this woman's movements, bro.
She was confused.
No one saw sense. So this isn't just like, oh, these are just guys. If go watch the series, no one saw sense in this woman's movements at all.
I don't even know, bro.
Do you guys think that in, because like going back to the Francesca thing and Cooper, like I said, they're both high earners, busy. So in a world where they had kids, ideally, would the nanny not be raising the youths, fam?
No, because
I would say one of them drop out.
They would come home from work, bro.
No, but it's
like, the thing is, Brad doesn't come home at night. He's not coming home at fucking 10 p.m. time. If you actually watch, so he wasn't coming. It was like a 9 to 5, 9 to 6 type of thing.
No, but even still, ideally, both the parents are doing 9 to 6.
Even then, one of them can scale back hours. None of them has to completely quit work.
In a job like that, where you're the top people,
they're what's called partners. Thing is, Brad was such a good guy. Like, my man was about to make partner. Because obviously he was looking for companies to invest in his company about further amputations and whatnot. So my guy was about to make partner, you know. Like, bruv, that fight with his friend boy, because obviously he works in company, fucked him up, bruv. They said, oh, big man, we can't make you partner anymore. Like, bruv, like, this whole palaver just fucked up.
And not even to sound mad, it all happened because she had too much time on her hands, fam. Like, when you're at home doing nothing, all you're doing is just blotting. Straight plotting, fam. Just bare time to just plot and look for things not to be happy. The reason why the relationship went mad from my perspective is because my man was busy working, so he didn't notice that the sex life was slipping. But she's at home all day taking care of the kids. So the sex life is what she's looking forward to. and he doesn't have time. He's mentally exhausted. All he wants to do is watch football. One time they were beating, the TV was in the back, some people were scoring goals. His mind wasn't there, fam. You get me? He like, it's just peak, but it is what it is. Like, in terms of being a housewife, I don't know, man. You want to be house husband, but when your wife's tired.
Well, Mo wants to be a house husband.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When your wife's tired, yeah, and you're there talking about you need to chop.
No, but the issue is that it's not even that they weren't having enough sex.
It was the sex itself.
There's no sex that Cooper could give her that she would.
First of all, they were having less sex.
But you can increase the amount of sex you have, but is that going to satisfy her?
The quality wasn't there.
And sometimes it's not even from. I bet she could be getting the same dick. Actually, let me reword that. Because it's not like sex is just about physicals. It's feelings.
It's about the emotional.
So it's the feelings that are attached to the act while you're doing it. Yeah. So if
your soul, let's say they're both doing
the same physical thing, yeah, they could still be having very different emotional outcomes on her.
But to be fair, it was one of them was about what they're doing made her feel. Mm. If you watch the series, it was like, because remember when I think before he confronted her about the thing, I think there was that thing where he was like, okay, I think there were she wrote something in a book and he was like, yeah, I'm gonna do the same thing. He did something, yeah. The same thing in the kitchen. And she enjoyed it. She enjoyed it.
So what's wrong with it?
So one of them was like, but that wasn't him, but it was like,
yeah.
Again, I think they tried doing a different thing that he did. Because they snuck into someone's backyard swimming pool. Her and her ex boyfriend. So what's called Cooper and now tried to do the same thing. They get caught, bro. It was awful.
So basically, she's a child. That's what you're telling me. She's a child.
She wants to, basically, there's people that are in uni now. Your uni, fam. That are just walking around, creatures of the night, men and women, yeah? And this is what the majority of people would believe is your time to do it, fam. You got people that have sexual demons and people that are sexual demons, fam, that fucking run around in white hoodies and basketball shorts. So you got these people that live in their life.
Don't say no. Hold the fuck up, hold the fuck up, bro. What? No, we're not gonna just stalk as you call me a fucking sexual demon.
I didn't call you anything.
What's wrong with you?
Yo, did anyone hear me say Tom's name? I have witnesses.
He described my clothing items.
Tom, what are you talking about? He just said a white hoodie and basketball shorts.
Yeah, I could have been describing the KKK, fam.
That's on you, bro.
So as I was saying, these people are out here lurking, yeah, and what the majority of society will say, the age for that is from 18 to 25. That's what most people agree with. Like, the days to be creeping about, having, you know, doing stuff in alleyways, in parks, in all creeps and crevices, yeah. That's the age range.
It depends who you're speaking to.
But the issue with this woman, yeah, is that she said, I'm done and wanted to grow out of it. What some people say and say, I want to get married, settle down and leave that life behind me.
She tapped out of the game.
This was a woman that didn't want to let go of those activities. She wanted to have that in her, who knows when she wanted to have that at 60, fam. You're doing the same stuff.
Still mess around with your toxic boyfriend at 60.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, we don't know how long she's going to hold on to that.
You can still go to these raves once in a while. Fair enough. I wouldn't do it. But like, even if you're older, you still want to go out and party. Fair enough. But the thing is, and it wasn't like you were confused when you got married either.
Mm.
You weren't. This has all come later in life. Yeah. He's like, big man, you're not at the stage where you can start moving like you're confused anymore. I can't be doing this shit no more.
No, you can still be confused. But her actions are just out of order.
No.
Oh, what's called? You're meant to conduct, even if you get confused, there's ways you can conduct yourself that won't hurt the people around you.
Mm.
She was very selfish in the way she conducted herself.
Yeah.
She wanted to, you know, satiate her needs.
Did you say the woman was selfish?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Mo just wanted to hear that.
The way she was moving, she had no consideration for how this would affect her husband or her family. Because even if it was just her husband, she's still moving mad. But she has kids to think about now as well. What she's doing isn't just going to fuck up her marriage. It's going to fuck up her family, bro. and she's still moving crazy.
Let me tell you this.
I think it's no matter what, if you're a parent, I'm not gonna lie, when you're making moves in life, I swear you're meant to put your kids first.
No, sorry. Run that back. We don't. I'm taking this from the book of Toxic Tom Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 7.
Yeah? Toxilations.
Yeah. Toxilations. Yeah. Focus on yourself. That's what Tom tells me.
But that's on the streets, tough. This is on the streets. Tough. She's married.
She never left the streets behind.
No, I'm not. No. When you get married, you're leaving the streets behind.
She didn't leave.
No, thing is, no matter everything I say applies to when you're on the streets. I don't mention this shit. Marriage is a whole different thing. That's a serious thing. And kids, you're responsible for these people's lives. Mm-hmm. The way you behave will affect the way these kids grow up.
She did not care about the youths, bro.
Thing is, so
she was a good mom. But as far as how she treated her relationship in the marriage, she didn't take the kids.
Because that shit, because how you behave in the marriage will affect the way your kids are raised.
Mm-hmm.
It really will.
It's
one of them was that, big man, you could have gone to therapy. You could have fucking told your husband how you're feeling.
No, but then what's that going to achieve, though? Does that give her the 15%, though?
No.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I hate this woman.
No, because thing is, she might have been able to find a way to get that 15% without stepping out
it's
on
not
her
possible.
Husband.
It's not possible.
I think it's possible.
It's not possible.
It is
possible.
No, Tom. The way she wanted this 15%. This 15% had her in a chokehold, fam. Like, this 15% was not letting go of her.
No,
just
Tom,
that tiny little... But thing is that 15% worth losing that 85?
It's not.
These are options, though, because for one, she could do open relationship, maybe, if people would allow it.
No, the fuck you wouldn't.
Which he shouldn't.
They tried it and she didn't love it too much.
And it didn't go too well.
She didn't like that sex party.
She could go to Brad and hope that he can provide her the 85%, which is, you know, I wouldn't put my faith in some dude that, you know, was doing trash after I had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an L.
Doing trash when he found out you were pregnant.
You know what she was trying to do? It's like this other Netflix TV show called She's Gotta Have It. She wanted, how the show works is there's one woman, three guys that she's seen. One guy is the finance guy, right, has his money together.
Mm-hmm.
The second guy is the guy with the looks, handsome, great in bed. And the third guy's for banks, like he's a joke man, good time, all that stuff. So she wanted all three of those things, but that she couldn't find in one individual person.
Yeah.
You get me? That's what she was trying to apply to her life.
She's trying to have a
kid. I genuinely thought the whole time I was watching this show, I was like, this is going to end with the husband saying, all right, cool. I can't satisfy my missus. So you know what, Brad? Let's make a little negotiation. She gets to come to you to satisfy her sexual needs, that little 15%. And then I get the rest of the 85%.
But then I genuinely thought it was going to end like that. It's actually stupid.
It's disgusting.
Wait. Let's actually think of an actual situation. So how do we actually break it down? Like, what's the actual solution?
Into how this ends. Like, divorce.
Divorce. That's what you're saying. The solution.
Cooper needs to leave.
Divorce. Her. On exorcism. Either one, that woman is getting... Listen, God needs to touch her,
man. I'm not gonna lie. There's no help in some people. There is no help in some people. Some people are more troubled.
I believe everyone can be redeemed.
When it comes to this marriage, big man, some people are more troubled than they're worth.
I'm not gonna lie.
She's not worth the trouble. The only reason it will be acceptable for this guy to actually try and work through this, after this whole palaver, and she starts to go back to Brad, the only reason it'll be worth saving time is because of their fucking kids. But I'm not gonna lie, I think he can raise the kids can still be raised well. I think if they try, the kids can still be raised well, and my man can still divorce this woman.
I can't lie.
No, Cooper deserves better.
He did.
He deserves better.
And I'll tell you this now, Cooper's a good man, because I would have let her do a little thing, yeah? Get my evidence and go to the divorce office. Because you know how the divorce people, they always do men dirty, fam.
Man said minimal.
So I'm just saying, if this goes into divorce, Cooper is very likely to get screwed over statistically. So I'm just saying, if Cooper gathers his evidence and makes sure that, because the whole relationship falls because of her, fam. She was the weak link in the relationship. It wasn't mutual, it wasn't anything. Mm. So all I'm saying is, if they get divorced, it has to be on Cooper's side, like on who's winning custody of the kids. We were talking about a nymphomaniac that's out loose on the streets, like, that doesn't want to take care of her kids. Like, bro, we need to build a case against it. I think that's what
the
Cooper
thing
needs
is.
To do.
And the thing is, Brad is even saying, yes, I'm not the same guy. I want what's it called? I want to marry you. He's like, listen, even no matter what the fuck he says, this brother has proven himself unstable. He's an unstable, bro. No, I wouldn't say that, but like lifestyle wise or the way he treats you emotionally, everything is fucking unstable.
Yeah.
But now because he says he wants to do something different, I want to believe him. Listen, I hope Cooper wins the fucking kid.
How do you think it ends, Mo? Do you think there's healing? Okay, let's even paint the picture where you find the journal. Where do you, man, go from the journal?
Where do I go from the journal?
I'm going to church. The whole family is going to church.
What was that even church?
We listen, Tom, I go today.
What was the last time you church?
Oh, listen.
Tom, you have
listen,
been, you have
that
would
be the listen, you have been, return. The prodigal son will return.
You haven't been church in years, bro.
Man said we will return. The whole family is going to church.
Man said when he sees that
journal,
his faith in
God
that
day,
is restored.
We will find God that day. That is disgusting, fam. But what are you doing, Tom? You find the journal. You read it.
Listen, I'm printing it off. I'm sitting there.
We'll go through this shit one by one, bruv. That is African. That's Nigerian.
Page by page, we'll read this shit together.
We'll read it together.
No, I want to, like, think about it.
So when his canal went into your tunnel, what was going on there?
Canal went to his tunnel. Anyway. I'm just...
We're going to have to cut that.
I don't know what
when
that
his
means.
River went into your canal. No?
Could have just said train into a tunnel.
Train into a tunnel.
Really could have. Like, that was too wrong. Anyway, but something was, I'm sitting there, we're gonna have to talk about this. We'll have to sort this out right here and right there and then. We're sorting it out. We're getting a solution to this problem.
So, you're just gonna keep it internal, no therapy, just you two.
No. No, the thing is, if we conclude together that, okay, maybe we should go to therapy to sort this out, then fair enough. But we have to talk about what the fuck we're gonna do. Because this is obviously an issue if it's kind of, if it's that you're building. That have that much pent up energy, not having to express it by writing it down. It's like you have to let it out somehow. It's obviously a fucking issue.
She's a psychologist, man.
So,
PhD.
She should have known better.
She's not even an author and she's writing books.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm telling you, if she published that, I thought she was going to publish it as well. In my head, I was like, she's writing it.
But either way, it's one of the ones I'd tell her, big man, we'll have to sit down, talk, and sort it out. If she don't want to fucking find a solution, then we're going to have a problem.
I promise you, I'd love to communicate, but for me, it's over.
It's over, isn't it? It's over. It's over. Divorce. Collect your evidence.
Send
it to
your kids.
No, you know, Tom, I'm doing this for my kids. they don't want to see what could happen if I stay. No, let's be serious. Let's be serious.
I'm done.
Would you rather have an unhappy household or one that's just separated?
Exactly, bro.
A loveless household, yeah? Where the mother and father...
So let me break it down for you from my perspective.
No, I'm not saying... No, but we're talking about this. We're not talking about what we do in Kim's situation. We're talking about what if this is your wife.
Yeah, this is...
Yes!
I'm telling you right now.
Listen to me.
It would never
be the same. Because Billy is a senseless woman. So we're talking about your wife has sense.
No.
Billy is...
I'm thinking of this as if... I'm Cooper. As if I'm
Even if it's me,
and this is my wife, and my wife has, you know, after years of marriage, two kids down the line, she is. I'm working from home. I'm not the house husband. She's the housewife. So everything I've wanted has not come to pass. I'm working in big hours in office. Yeah. To make money. She's a stay-at-home mom. And she's never written a book in the day of her life. Last time she was doing short stories was primary school, fam. Or secondary school for GCSE.
Well, big writing. Yeah, creative writing.
Now she's now decided to turn into J.K. Rowling, bro.
Now she's
J.K. Rowling.
Fam. Now she's even doing books, 50 Shades of Grey, for her old flames. I'm telling you, there's no need for me to go to church or to sit down with her to discuss where can we go from here. I know where we're going from here. It's a local court office. And it's done. It's done. It's done. Yeah. It's done. And that's respectfully, bro. We can end it amicably.
Is that respectfully?
You can just be like, see, I'm not giving you what you want.
Yeah.
I can't give you what you need, clearly.
We'll find it elsewhere, bro.
Mm. Yeah, we'll have to end it unhappy.
I'm not going to lie. No, because thing is, for me, whatever I'll do, like in my or just marriage and or even just regularly, will always change once kids are
involved. Bro.
Hold on. Divorce is always messy. That's number one.
The way Mo described it was nice and neat, fam. He took the
document. Bro, you think that wife is gonna take the divorce lightly now, bro?
How is she not gonna take it lightly, fam?
I have evidence! Fam! I have evidence!
No, but No, the wife, first of all, I guarantee you, the wife is not taking a divorce lying down.
She'll take the divorce however she wants to take it.
No.
She can take it standing up, fam. The divorce is being held.
That divorce being measured, that's creating animosity amongst parents, which again affects the kids.
No, wait.
Tom,
this will only be messy if you fight back.
Yes.
Put your hands up and say, take "You've been you caught." Want. You take what you want because either way, I know I'm going to get shagged.
I'm keeping the house.
Okay, I don't know about that.
No, I'm not divorcing and leaving the house. Bro, you're the one who stepped out and did wrong.
No, the only issue where there could be animosity, yeah, is if I put up a fight. You know, a fight which would be fair in people's opinions, to put up a fight and say, hey, 50-50, you get each get a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care. She can try and ruin me. Let her try and ruin me, fam. I've still got a job at the end of the day. Whether or not she's getting alimony is calm, but
she has a job too. She's not unemployed.
She's unemployed.
She's not, no, currently unemployed, but she can get a job.
She can get a job.
She was a professor.
She's an educated woman. PhD.
Stop with this education, man.
What
was she doing when she was getting educated?
Lecturing.
No, wait. What was she doing when she was getting educated?
That's when she was piping the rex, bro.
There we go. When she was piping all sorts of mandem, that's when she was getting a degree.
Bro,
yes or no?
Tom gets a degree too and he's on the road.
Stop it!
Hold the
fuck up!
This is the last time you're calling me out on this damn episode, Sam. I'm fucking tired.
For the viewers, right. Me and Taff are on the same shit. So take that as you will. No matter what Taff says about me, Taff's on the same shit.
I've never branded
Taff's
myself.
On the same shit. No. Because Taff, I don't want to hear Tom's getting an education when he's still doing this. Shut up!
That doesn't fit my
Listen,
brand.
I'm not some fucking manslag, bro. I'm not a fucking sexual demon. I'm not some manslag.
I'm family friendly. You are XXX rated.
Disgusting. Tom, point, you just have to stop.
But like I'm saying, people like Tom get degrees. Fucking stop it! I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking lose it, man.
It's
true.
It's your brand. It's your brand.
No, stop it. Listen, man's waves are moving wicked, you know.
It's your brand.
No, at the most, R rate. Man said, allow me.
It's your brand. Allow me. I'm sorry, it's your brand.
Oh, you're a fucking prick.
I'm sorry.
So what I was saying, Taff, is there people like
people that wear white hoodies and basketball shorts?
People like Billy. Yeah, they can get degrees, and she got a degree. But what she was doing when she was getting a degree, yeah,
yeah,
piping bare people, that determines who she is now. And so when she stopped working, when she got married and shit, yeah, she put her degree to the side. And she also had to.
She graduated though.
Yeah, she graduated.
Yeah.
But she put a degree to the side and she also put her promiscuous self to the side. Yeah.
I don't think she put a degree
like
to the side.
She got bored. When I say.
I think that happened when she had a kid.
Oh, when she had a kid, that's when she stopped working.
I think that's when. That's
fair enough. But when she had a kid, she stopped working, yeah? Fair enough. So it's been a while. And the first kid is 5 years old. So it's been a while since she's, you know, been working. So what I'm saying is, it's been a while since she's had to put her mind to work.
Oh,
properly.
Come on.
And as soon as she gets a bit bored,
uh-huh.
You know, so the promiscuous thoughts come back. All I'm saying is...
She'll revert. She'll relapse. But the demons never left her, bro.
They were always there.
They were always there.
Like, I'll say this now. I'm worried about you.
Tom. I'm telling Tom, you better learn.
I would, man.
Whatever demons you have, you lay them to rest when you leave these grounds. I will lock off this fucking podcast right now. Say another goddamn thing with your trimless self. With your fucking trimless self.
I'm here to find redemption with you niggas, bro. I'm trying to help you, man.
Fuck you. Actually, fuck you, Sam. Fuck you. You gallus you.
But I'm just trying to give you man advice.
You gallus you. No game.
That's not my branding.
No game, no girl, no nothing.
That's my branding.
I'm not a fucking sexual demon, bro. I have self-control, bro.
No, but what I'm saying is, it goes back to the age range thing. Not to make this about Tom, but if Tom's... But like,
you're saying 18, Tom's in an acceptable period right now.
No, exactly. You're doing it now when people still find it cute. When you're out there in the working world, after you've done your army tours, fam, and then you come and like, you can't be doing that stuff, bro. Imagine you're in the army fantasizing about chopping. And this time you're in the line of duty and you have flashbacks of random girls you're beating in uni, fam.
He's not wrong.
I'm telling you, they're demons. You are plagued. Not you, Tom, sorry. But honestly,
I have, guys, I have self-control.
Hey, man, no one's accusing you of anything. You were just the next available example. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie, Tom. We're going to the second episode today. I'm flaming. If not, I'm on 12 now.
Right, just to round it down then. Another thing I got from the show was
just funny as well. Taff's calling me a sexual demon. Taff put his life on the line for Pose.
Oh Lord!
Man was at number
10 chaps to one, and I'm the sexual demon. Oh, God forbid I got into a fight over a girl. Man has 10 chaps to one of him. And man's out here saying,
Tommy's actually corrupt.
You know what? You know, we're not doing this. I foresaw this story coming out.
Tommy's actually
and you kept on chatting. As soon as you kept on chatting, I foresaw this story coming out.
No, Tom's actually corrupt. You're corrupt. You're corrupt.
So I continue with
I was trying to finish on a wholesome one. Something sound, something little.
All I'm saying, God forbid 10 chaps come to me. God forbid.
Okay, so going back to the whole letting go of your past life or your younger days, do you guys think you're ready for the settling down and the responsibility that comes with having children, a wife, a house, and just have the responsibility that comes with having a family, essentially? Not now, but like, do you think you'll be ready to lay everything down, all the free time, any time you're playing like video games or like just ready for that responsibility? Do you think you'll be ready to put everything down?
At some point, I guess.
You sound like a Billy right now.
Yeah, at some point,
yeah, you sound like the wife.
No, I'll be ready at some point. Like, big man, big boy lifestyle is in forever.
Mm. What about you, sir?
I've accepted that.
Yeah.
When will you stop putting your life in the life of pumps? When will you stop? When will it end, Tom? When will it end?
You're corrupt, Tom. I'm not commenting on anything. You're just corrupt.
This point I have to report on Instagram.
You're just corrupt.
This point will never upload it.
I'm not involved. No, I'm not involved. But this audio file will get sorted out. I'll tend to this first.
So he can be a sexual demon when I start talking.
No one called you a demon, Tom. We had to give people a mental image for our audio listeners.
Why did you have to use me?
You're here.
You're a prick, bro. Listen, Taff, I suppose I'm not.
And plus, it takes a demon to catch a demon.
You know what, Taff? We're not recording next week if you cut shit out. We're not recording next week. I'm not letting you man into the yard.
I won't cut anything.
We're not recording.
But as far as that responsibility, I don't know, man. I know that I don't have much to let go of, fam. So I'm calm, like, you know, moving into the family life and da da da. And for me, I don't think I'd have that regret of like you're 40 and then, because some people might be in that one where it's like they're in the family now, but now they're regretting that they didn't do bare bits, da 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 da, and now they're trying to ruin everything just because they want to catch something they believe they'll like or enjoy and screw themselves over. Because that's another thing as well. It can happen when you don't. It just as likely as it can happen when you do.
That's true.
Well, have you ever thought about that?
You can shake your hand or again things.
Yeah.
Nah. You're trying to take everyone to hell, fam. What type of question is that? Asking a married man maybe he's ever thought about... Nice. On camera with microphones.
For me, the thing I think about is,
like you said, in 4K,
and that's like in general in the future, is loss of like personal autonomy. Like, when is your life no longer yours?
When you have kids, fam, you can't walk out the house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like if when you move in with your girlfriend, even then you probably can't leave the house or come back anytime.
Yeah.
But there's still you're an adult, she's an adult.
Yeah.
When you have kids,
yeah,
you can't leave them at home legally by law. What you're doing is like breaking the law, leaving them on their ones. So already you can't maneuver how you want
exactly. For the next 18 years, the kid has to come first.
Yeah. See, taking kids on planes as well is mad. Like, people that take their babies on planes, I hate you lot. Like, you're actually dumb.
I don't.
I'm saying they're on a flight ban until 5.
If you can manage the kid, you can manage the kid. It is. But just don't let your baby
be screaming. Depends on your youth, bro. Some youths are just quiet, so it's not that deep.
But then the thing is, I was always like...
A baby, Tom.
No, some babies are quiet.
No, some of the quiet. I was really quiet.
Because my mom told me I was quite a quiet kid. It was when I started walking when I got the active. I wasn't crying, but I was running around everywhere.
Yeah, I was crawling up and down the aisles, fam.
You weren't walking?
Because my mom...
No, I was too scared to walk.
Man's been a bitch since
birth. Gross.
Man's been a bitch since birth. No, Tom,
I was aware of my situation.
Say what you want.
Even as a child, I knew I was too high up to be doing nonsense.
No, but what's the for me, like, because my mum used to always wonder, why do these people have these leashes on their youth? Because she never needed it for my older sister. Then when she started taking me out when she was going shopping, that's when she caught this. This is why they need it.
No, but leashes, they're just, for me, it's just too much.
No, it's
nah,
not.
Bruv,
it is,
not.
It
if
is,
you have a kid, that like, the thing is, when you're out, you can't carry, you can't have your kids in your hands at all times.
Yeah,
you need to make sure your kid is with fucking reach.
How old is your kid? Imagine going into, Asda, and like your youth just runs around and doing who knows what.
Then you haven't trained like kid properly, fam.
What do you mean training properly?
It's a
they're a child.
Youth.
Yeah,
bro, I used to go into Asda and run straight to the.
This is like the
two. Put them in a pram.
Can you walk? Can you walk with you?
I think so. But you can't walk efficiently. You get tired too quickly.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Some of them can walk.
You can walk, but you don't have endurance.
You can start running around the two.
Yeah,
running
but like, we're talking about if you can't take him on a day out.
These men are not a fucking marathon.
Bro, they need to be baby.
No, Tom, trust me. They don't have the kids. They don't have the stamina to be walking around town.
There's like, prams for a reason. I don't see the issue.
Yeah, they're helping the pram. That's why you see sometimes like a kid will have a pram. They'll walk for a bit, but then they'll get back in the pram.
Yeah, get back in the pram. Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, tough plus is life at risk for pumps.
Okay, I mean, I didn't want to end it like that. I just wanted to say, whatever demons people carry with them, just expel them, fam, before it's too late. Because, you know. And another little quote I want to leave you lot with is, if you look at what you have, you'll always have enough. And if you look at what you don't have, you'll never have enough. That's my message.
Fuck you.
That's pretty good, you know. That's pretty good. I'll just say the grass is not always green on the other side.
Nope. It's just the lighting.
It's just the lighting. That was again very, very nice of you, sir. So, you got anything insightful to say?
Tough's a fucking prick. Never listen to this guy.
Not the usual branding of stay toxic, my friend.
It's just me.
Tough's a fucking prick. You've actually just.
If anything, I did good promo for you, Tom. That's what this has been.
Listen, stay toxic, my friends.
There we go.
Guys, as long as you're married, do whatever the as long as you're not married or have no kids, do whatever the fuck you want. If you have kids or you got married, you better pattern the fuck up. You're not a youth no more.
Please be advised that demons do follow you, whatever you do in the past. This is advice from Toxic Tom. It's just the fine print.
Listen, do whatever
you can't say that. I'm just kidding.
Do whatever the fuck you want. Listen, demons don't have to follow you unless that one's there. You get you know, career-ending injuries and whatnot. And them man out there, they know what I'm talking about. You know them injuries that you can't play no more.
Yeah, man. So obviously, if you enjoyed this podcast, send the money. You know, we've been wearing the same clothes for about 3 months now.
Oh,
you've seen
guys,
it. I want a new top.
Guys, we're doing Sliders France next year. It's just me that's going.
Pardon?
Yeah, I'm not going with these niggas.
So what are you doing in France, Tom?
I'm just traveling to a couple of cities.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm doing Sliders France next year. I'm doing it on my own.
Is France red this?
No idea.
Is France what? I don't think so.
No idea.
Bro, we're doing Sliders France October.
October?
That's a few weeks.
I co-signed.
We're doing it in October. It's got to be quick.
Anyway, I'm doing it next year. Guys, make sure if you want to donate to me.
Oh, wait. I'm not fully vaccinated. Sorry.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not going with you anyway.
Are you half vaccinated?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Yup.
Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend that that's a bitch.
Okay.
follow up, like our page on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Taf's gonna start releasing TikToks on the page soon. Anyway. I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. So I think Mo is as well. Am I correct? Yeah, he is. Anyway. Thank you guys for listening. Again, Taf's a bitch. And I've been your host, What is Tom? Find out in the streets, aka Taf's Superior, aka Toxic is the Way Forward, aka the guy that your man's scared of.
Alright.
And who else have you had?
It's been your host, Where's Mo? Found him on the pod. Okay. I'm not toxic. But more of the find the love of your life, settle down and move on with your life kind of thing. Also,
you heard from today.
And try to be original with your outro, Taff. We're getting tired of repetition.
I mean, I'll try, but you know, you guys are so inspirational. I had to copy you guys. And it's Who's Taff? Got it from these guys. AKA the champion. I mean, I still have that, right? And, you know, sliding out.